Ever check your stocks and get that, little jolt when you see a new all-time high? Like, whoa, exciting. But also, is this where it peaks? Should I sell? Today's deep dive, we're tackling a strategy that actually leans into those new highs.
It's the idea of seeking out companies right at those peak prices. Sounds counterintuitive, maybe even a little risky right
Yeah, I'd
now,
say.
but there's a logic to it. Luckily, we've got our expert here to break it all down, so help us out here. Why would anyone intentionally buy when the price seems, well, high already?
It all boils down to momentum. See, when a stock hits that new high, everyone who's held on, they're feeling pretty good right now. They're in the green.
Makes sense.
Fewer people are likely to sell at that price. It's basic supply and demand.
So less supply means.
Potential for the price to climb even higher, even if just temporarily.
So it's like the more people believe, it'll keep going up.
It becomes a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy, yeah. You're not just betting on the company itself, but on the conviction of everyone else who's already bought in.
Okay, that's kind of blowing my mind a little. It's not just the company's value, it's the whole psychology of the market at that moment. Give us an example. When has this played out in the real world?
Oh, we've seen it plenty. Look at Tesla or even Apple back in 2020. New highs after new highs.
And those who got in early.
Saw some serious returns. They
Yeah.
rode that wave up.
That's what we like to hear. But, and I gotta ask, it can't be that easy, right? Just find a stock going up and buy it.
You're right to be cautious. Like any strategy, this isn't about throwing out all common sense. Due diligence is still crucial.
So those new highs are like a starting point,
Yeah.
a filter.
Exactly. It's a signal to investigate further, not a guarantee of future success.
Okay, so walk us through that investigation. What are we looking for beyond just the price?
Three key things. First, got to look at the company itself, the fundamentals.
Right, because a rising stock price doesn't mean much if the company behind it is.
Shaky, exactly. You want to see real performance, revenue growth, earnings, a competitive edge, proof they're not just riding a temporary wave of hype.
Gotcha. I gotta be built to last. What else?
Second, market conditions. Got to look at the bigger picture.
Even a great company can get swept up in a downturn, right?
Exactly. Is it a bull market or are things volatile? You got to factor that in.
So we're talking context. It's not just about this one stock in isolation. What's our third thing to consider?
Getting into the nitty-gritty technical indicators.
Okay, so we're talking charts, graphs.
All the good stuff. They can give you hints about whether that upward momentum is likely to keep going.
Like what? Give us some examples.
Things like moving averages or the RSI, the Relative Strength Index.
And those tell us.
Well, a rising moving average can be a good sign, an RSI. That helps you see if a stock might be overbought or oversold.
Okay, I can already tell some of our listeners are geeking out right now, digging into their charts. But for the average person, this might feel like a lot.
Yeah, it can be a lot to wrap your head around, but even just knowing these things exist, it's a huge step up from blindly following the crowd.
True, true. But beyond the numbers, right, there's the whole psychology of it. And that's where I get tripped up, like that fear of buying at the top.
Oh, that's huge. It keeps so many people from actually capitalizing on those trends. We're so used to buy low, sell high, right? But sometimes that upward momentum, it's actually a sign of more to come.
So how do we train ourselves to think differently, to not be scared of those new highs?
It takes practice, but part of it is shifting our mindset. We're not trying to predict the future. We're looking at what's happening right now
Okay, present moment, I like that.
and using that information to make decisions. Think about those semiconductor stocks back in 2021.
Oh, right, when demand went through the roof.
Exactly. People who bought in then, even though it felt risky, saw incredible returns.
Because they saw the trend.
They recognized what was happening, strong fundamentals. And they weren't afraid to ride that wave.
Makes you think, doesn't it? When a company's fundamentals are strong and they just keep hitting those new highs, even if the overall market is, I don't know, uncertain, what does that tell us?
It's a signal. It means investors. They're really bullish on the future of that company. Bullish enough to keep buying, even with everything else going on.
So, to bring it home for our listeners, buying at new highs, is it a good strategy or a terrible one?
Like most things in investing, it's not that simple. There are risks, for sure. But it's a tool in the toolbox.
So it's not about throwing out everything else we know.
Right. Gotta do your research, gotta understand the company, the market.
And yourself, right? Your own risk tolerance.
Exactly. It's about being informed, being strategic, and yeah, maybe a little bit bold sometimes. Now, if you're feeling ready to explore this, I always recommend starting with what you know.
Love that.
What are you passionate about? What industries really excite you?
Because that passion can be an asset.
Absolutely. So if you're fascinated by clean energy, don't chase the hype. Look at the companies pushing boundaries,
yeah.
developing new tech.
The ones actually making a difference.
And see if they match what we've been talking about. Strong fundamentals, new highs, the whole package.
Connecting those dots, making it all make sense. I love this. It's about more than just picking stocks, isn't it?
Right. It's about engaging with your investments, thinking differently, challenging the old ways of doing things.
And potentially uncovering opportunities that other people miss because they're so stuck on the buy low part.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's a different way of looking at things, and it can be really exciting.
Shifting from fear to possibility. Instead of seeing those new highs and panicking, you see them as, I don't know, an invitation.
An invitation to learn more, to dig deeper.
And maybe discover your next big investment win.
You never know.
It really is. It's like those record-breaking stocks, they're not just random, right? There's a reason.
There's always a reason. It's about being able to spot the patterns.
See, this is good stuff. So for our listeners who are like, okay, I'm ready to try this, what's a good first step?
Honestly.
Mm.
I always say, start with what you know.
Makes sense.
What are you already interested in? What gets you excited business-wise?
Yeah, like what do you actually enjoy reading about?
Exactly. That passion. It's going to make this whole process way more fun.
So if you're all about, say, the future of food.
Right. Don't just chase whatever stock is trendy on social media that week.
Do your research.
Look at the companies actually changing the game. Sustainable agriculture, lab-grown meat, whatever it is.
So the disruptors.
And then see if they fit the criteria. Strong fundamentals, hitting new highs, all the things we talked about.
It's like being a detective, right? Piecing together the clues.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what's so cool about this approach. It forces you to think differently about investing.
It's not just blindly following the rules.
Right. It's about being curious, asking questions, and maybe taking a few calculated risks along the way.
Love it. So as we wrap things up here, what's the key takeaway for our listeners?
The stock market. It's always going to have its ups and downs. But the more knowledge you have,
the better equipped you are to handle it all.
Exactly. So do your research, stay curious, and don't be afraid of those new highs.
Sometimes, like that upward momentum, it's a sign of even greater things to come. Thanks for diving deep with us, everybody.